This is KVNF's regional newscast for Monday, May 10th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Our Capitol coverage reporter, Scott Franz, was awarded a prestigious Murrow Award for his story on Colorado taxpayers funding out-of-state journalists to file stories in big publications promoting travel to Colorado during the pandemic without always disclosing the arrangement. The Radio Television Digital News Association also announced a collaborative award for KUNC reporter Luke Runyon, along with Aspen Journalism's Heather Sackett, KJZZ's Brett Jaspers, and the Nevada Independent's Daniel Rothberg for their story, Cash Flows, How Investors Are Banking on the West's Water Scarcity. Congratulations to our colleagues. 70 teachers in the Montrose County School District have been nominated for Colorado Teacher of the Year. Each nominee will have the opportunity to apply for the Montrose Education Foundation's $10,000 Impact Award. The Impact Award and Teacher of the Year recipients will be announced during the American Education Week reception in November. Paeonia in Motion design workshops begin this week. In a press release, the town and its consultant team announced they will host community input sessions, starting with a focus on the skate park tomorrow at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts in downtown Paeonia from 4 to 6 p.m. There's more info at paeoniainmotion.com. Two planned marijuana cultivation facilities in Ouray County are on hold. Commissioners adopted a six-month moratorium on retail marijuana operations last week. The Ouray County Plain Dealer reports the commissioners say they are revising a two-year-old ordinance governing marijuana operations to eliminate redundancy and confusion in the policy. They're receiving complaints about grow operations, including odor issues, landscaping, and fencing problems. The moratorium affects new applications, not current operations, transfers, or renewals. A bill that cleared its first hurdle at the State House Friday would create a new office focused on preventing gun violence. Capitol coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
Democrats want $3 million to fund the office through next year. It would focus on education about current gun laws in Colorado. One lets people ask a judge to temporarily take guns away from people who pose a threat. Governor Jared Polis says that law could have been used to stop the Boulder mass shooting.
But families who could use it don't know about it. How do we do outreach, multilingual, multicultural, to reach people who have a situation where they're a 19-year-old, a 20-year-old, they're worried about them, they have a weapon?
Republicans are opposing the gun safety office, calling it an unnecessary government expansion, and some fear Democrats will use it to regulate guns. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Support for reporting from the state capitol comes from the Gay and Lesbian Fund for Colorado, promoting programs designed to ensure all Coloradans have the same opportunity to thrive, online at gayandlesbianfund.org. Skylar Loma Heftiwa is a Ute tribal member of the Uncompahgre Band. In the winters, he teaches snowboard lessons, and in the summers, he does audiovisual work for events like Ideas Fest and Food and Wine in Aspen. Every year around this time, Loma Heftiwa goes back to the Northern Ute Reservation in Utah, where he grew up, to prepare for the annual Bear Dance. Now he's trying to bring the spring tradition back home to the Roaring Fork Valley, where he lives. Aspen Public Radio's award-winning reporter Eleanor Bennett shares this story.
The Bear Dance marks the end of a long winter hibernation, and Loma Heftiwa says there's a legend that the bear gave the dance to the people.
There was a Ute warrior out in the mountains hunting, and he came across this bear dancing back and forth towards a tree. I think it was an aspen tree. He turned and looked at the man and communicated to the man that what he's seen there, he should take back to the people. And if he does this dance, the people would be healed.
Loma Heftiwa's great-grandfather, Henry Sespooch, was a bear dance chief for the Randalette community on the Northern Ute Reservation. When Loma Heftiwa was little, they shared a bunk bed, and his great-grandfather would tell him stories about the bear dance and the songs he knew.
I actually learned some of those songs and sing them still to this day at the bear dances. And I really feel pride, I guess, in singing those songs, knowing that they're over 100 years old and from the beginnings of the reservation where I grew up.
Before Sespooch died, he told the other elders in the Randalette community that he wanted his great-grandson to continue the bear dance as a future chief. And now Loma Heftiwa's goal is to bring the dance back to the valley where the Uncompahgre Ute people originally lived.
And being a bear dance chief, you know, I'm always thinking about that because this is where the bear dance was born, was these Rocky Mountains.
As far as Loma Heftiwa knows, he's the only Northern Ute tribe member who currently lives in the valley. And he's noticed that a lot of people don't know much about Ute history or what it's like to live on the reservations today. That's why he's been partnering with the Aspen Historical Society's education director, Nina Gabbianelli, on a traveling program for elementary and middle school students from Aspen to Newcastle.
So repeat after me. Swiss.
Swiss.
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Bayoning.
Bayoning.
Swiss Wyoming Bayoning.
Swiss Wyoming.
That's Loma Heftiwa on a recent morning teaching second graders at Two Rivers Community School in West Glenwood how to count to three in Ute. The class began with Gabbianelli telling a traditional creation story and sharing some Ute history, including what happened when many people were forced to leave their homes and move to reservations 140 years ago.
Governor Pitkin is the one who drove the Native people out. When I say removed, it's not like someone said, hey, can you just go live over there?
Oh, yeah.
No, they came and they took your family, and with a gun, they escorted you out of here, not to return or with the threat of your life.
When they first started teaching in the schools, Loma Heftiwa says the program focused more on the past and what life used to be like for the Uncompahgre Ute people. But then he started to notice a pattern.
I would ask the question, where are the Ute people now? A bunch of hands would be raised, little kids, and I would call on one and they would say, they're dead. Well, that's not right.
Now Loma Heftiwa spends about half of each class sharing his experience of what it's like to be a Ute American today.
The main thing to impression on these young minds is that Native people and Ute people are alive. We exist.
While Loma Heftiwa does bring a dance outfit he wears to powwows and a drum to play for the kids, he says he's careful not to perpetuate stereotypes. He's wearing an NFL hat over two long braids with an embroidered shirt, a beaded belt buckle, and blue jeans.
They're going to see an Indian today, so their little eyes and ears are looking for, you know, a hea hea Indian, and I give it to them a little bit, but it's not exactly what they're thinking.
After his presentation, Loma Heftiwa usually leaves time for the kids to ask questions, but he says he was surprised at Two Rivers Community School when a second grader raised her hand and apologized for forcing Ute people to leave their homes.
For a young mind to be aware of something like that was awesome, I thought. And it was a step in the right direction, just a little more guidance with it, and we can really heal.
Loma Heftiwa says his next adventure is to start his own nonprofit to continue this healing process and eventually bring the annual bear dance back to the Roaring Fork Valley.
My own little niece and nephew, they're avid bear dancers, and they are always asking me, you know, are we having bear dances here? And I always tell them, I hope so.
Eleanor Bennett, Aspen Public Radio News.
Aspen Public Radio is a member of the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Coalition. That does it for Monday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.